A recovery book on overcoming trauma bonding as a result of narcissistic abuse and complex PTSD. Written by Kim Popovich. Narrated by Susan McGurl. Explanation of the purpose of the book. The purpose of this recovery book is to provide hope and guidance to individuals who have experienced trauma bonding as a result of narcissistic abuse and complex PTSD. The book aims to assist survivors in overcoming the repetitive pattern of going back into abusive relationships, which is a common experience for those who have experienced trauma bonding. Trauma bonding is a psychological response to trauma that occurs when an individual forms an intense attachment to their abuser. This attachment is often characterized by feelings of loyalty, affection, and even love towards the abuser. Trauma bonding is particularly prevalent in cases of narcissistic abuse, which is a type of emotional abuse characterized by a lack of empathy, manipulation, and control. Narcissists are individuals who have an inflated sense of self-importance and lack of empathy for others. They use various tactics to manipulate and control their victims, such as gaslighting, emotional blackmail, and isolation from friends and family. Narcissists may also use both overt and covert tactics to exert their control, with covert narcissists being particularly skilled at concealing their abusive behaviors. Complex PTSD, on the other hand, is a form of post-traumatic stress disorder that is caused by repeated trauma. Individuals who have experienced complex trauma may have difficulty regulating their emotions and have a distorted sense of self-worth. This can lead to a lowered sense of self-worth, which can make it difficult for them to leave abusive relationships. In this recovery book, I aim to provide survivors with a comprehensive understanding of trauma bonding and narcissistic abuse. This will include explanations of the various tactics used by narcissists, as well as the differences between overt and covert narcissism. The book will also provide information on complex PTSD, including the symptoms and causes of this condition. I also aim to provide survivors with practical guidance on how to escape abusive relationships and break the cycle of trauma bonding. This will include a discussion of the 12-step recovery program and the importance of seeking counseling. Also, I provide guidance on how to recognize negative patterns and how to change them. One of the main goals of this book is to provide hope to survivors of trauma bonding. Many individuals who have experienced narcissistic abuse and complex PTSD may feel hopeless and trapped in their situation. The author hopes to provide survivors with a sense of hope that they can escape their abusive situation and heal from the trauma that they have experienced. Another goal of this book is to provide survivors with the tools and resources that they need to recover from trauma bonding. The 12-step recovery program and counseling can be highly effective in helping individuals overcome trauma bonding and heal from the effects of narcissistic abuse. By providing survivors with these resources, the author hopes to empower them to take control of their lives and break free from the cycle of abuse. Overall, the purpose of this recovery book is to provide survivors with the knowledge, guidance, and hope that they need to heal from trauma bonding and narcissistic abuse. The author hopes that by sharing their own experiences and providing practical advice, they can help survivors overcome the challenges that they are facing and build a brighter future for themselves. Chapter 1. Definition and Explanation of Narcissism. Narcissism is a psychological term that refers to a personality disorder characterized by an excessive sense of self-importance, an excessive need for attention and admiration, and a lack of empathy for others. Narcissistic individuals have an inflated sense of self-worth and an excessive preoccupation with their own needs, desires, and abilities, often at the expense of others. Narcissism is named after the ancient Greek myth of Narcissus, who fell in love with his own reflection in a pool of water and was unable to tear himself away. This myth has become a symbol for the self-absorption and self-love that characterize narcissistic individuals. Narcissistic individuals tend to see themselves as superior to others, and they often engage in grandiose fantasies of power, success, and status.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?